Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holcomb. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Holcomb. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Minoso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Boone moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Easter reaches second base with a double. Busby throws the ball into Fox, who relays the ball to Minoso, who tags Easter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McCuskey goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hegan trying to get to home. Robinson throws to Sheely, who tags Hegan, attempting to score, for the out. Lemon moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman pinch runs for Barney McCuskey. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sheely strikes out. One out. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sheely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Sheely and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Coleman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Coleman. Avila moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sheely. Avila scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.